Okay, so we're ready. Second half, we're going to talk about this is why most of you are here, how to learn to speak on cruises. And I have to tell you that my first cruise speaking engagement happened by accident. You know how sometimes you just say something you have no idea why you say it? I was in the middle of an elite league meeting, and I said, I haven't had a vacation in 3 years that didn't involve family. And this woman said, well, we're going to change that. And after the meeting, she said, I was just called this morning because one of the speakers on a cruise got sick, and they asked if I would fill in, but I can't call them. This was on a Wednesday morning. At 2 o'clock Wednesday, they said, yes, they would like me to fill in. I went to San Francisco, got my passport filed, went back at 4 o'clock on Friday. The thing that was amazing to me is that I found parking places within a block of the passport office in San Francisco both times. Mm-hmm. It was so easy. It was unbelievable. And picked up the passport 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. No traffic coming back from San Francisco. It was just magic. Left 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday. On Saturday to get to Miami, and Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, got on the cruise ship. I was like one of the first passengers they got let on that day. You know, usually they get on, they start, finish de-embarking at noon, but because I was a speaker, they let me on early, which was really cool, because there's this changing of the guards when they come in. So that was amazing. And we went Ocho Rios, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So cool. Okay, this is part of being a Scorpio. You keep records of things. Right? So the programs from the ships with my name on it, we went the Grand Cayman, Cozumel, Panama Canal, Limon, I keep forgetting Limon, and Ocho Rios. So, cool trip, 10 days. And one of the things that, you know, they don't prepare you very well when you're talking to the people who book you. So I decided that what I wanted to do is be extremely prepared. I even brought my printer on board, a laptop and a printer. So I had one humongous suitcase, because when you're a speaker, you have to have not only the social clothes to go play in, the evening clothes to dine in, but the speaker clothes to look like you're a speaker. So it takes a lot of clothes to be part of the speaking group. And I don't know, I can't wear the same thing in 7 days. I just can't do it. So I have to have something different. So that was like 4 days, I had to have 3 outfits for each of those 4 days, and then 2 outfits a day for the other day. So, plus the shoes, plus the jewelry. So, but I still pack light compared to what some people do. But in fact, I'll tell you what, I have an outline of how to pack for a cruise, and it's in my brief, in my suitcase. I only use this one suitcase that it's this big, and I have it tucked in the zipper there so that I can check off things. So I know I need 4 outfits for speaking. I need at least, the shoes to go with it, the jewelry, and I match the jewelry to go with the outfits for speaking. So I really go all out to try to figure out how to be really prepared for this. And make an outline for your packing. I'll tell you what, when you're at sea and you need something, you're not going to find it. You know, that's the one thing, is that they just don't have everything. Something that Randy and I learned the hard way about 4 years ago. I was flying back and forth to Salt Lake. I had an Elite Leads chapter in Salt Lake City. And every time I got on the plane, I got back and got the virus 3 days later from, you know, you'd be on the plane and all those people are hacking and coughing and all that germs flying around. Invariably, I got the virus because people are typically taking antibiotics for a virus, which an antibiotic can't help a virus at all. And so they make the strain of the virus stronger and stronger, so it's a new virus every time you get it. And it levels you. I mean, the last time I had it, I had 102 fever, and I thought the people in the TV were in my front room. It is a bad virus. So, airborne. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to buy the water at the airport now. You can't bring your own.
Right, yeah.
So you can't bring a bottle of water. So you bring your airborne tablets, and you put them in the water, and you drink it just before you get on the plane. If you change planes, you do it again. All right, so now I get to the point where I get on a plane, and if I forget, I'm in a panic. I mean, I act like it's heart medicine. And so I get me my airborne. I need some water before we take off now, please. Because I can't afford 10 days where I can't function. So, you know, these little things that you'll learn as you go along are really so helpful. Now, the cool thing about going on a cruise is you get to bring a guest. Yes. Isn't that great?
You
get to bring a companion.
Are you a baker, listener, or not?
Yeah,
or a friend.
Or a couple friends. Or you can meet a new friend. I actually met all of the performers, right? So the singers, the band, all of the people. One of my favorite performers was from England, and he had lived in Sonoma for 10 years playing here, and he was a classical pianist. And he would do stuff like he's playing along, and of course the passengers aren't paying attention, but I'm kind of watching from behind him so he doesn't even know I'm there. And he's playing along, and the keyboard is gone, and he keeps playing out here. I mean, the funniest thing he used to do. I had so much fun. He was just a great guy, real character. He's actually now on the Queen Mary 2. So they now do crossings from England to New York, and then they go down the East Coast. And so I'm going to surprise them one day and take that. At Christmas time, you can do the QE2 for $1,000 a person. It's a bargain. They actually serve more caviar on the QE2 than all restaurants in New York.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Free-flowing champagne and free-flowing caviar. My ideal. Your length of speaking is typically 1 hour. At a time. I have had the whole auditorium where they show the movies, which will have 2,000 people seated, and I've been in tiny little rooms that maybe could hold 10 or 12, and you don't care. That's not the point. You know, you're not really the rock star, you're just there to be entertainment. The first cruise 10 days, you typically only speak at sea, so you have free run when you're in port to go out and play just like everybody else. Which the other part of it is you're actually given the right of the entire ship, which other passengers can't go below to the crew deck, but you can. So one of the benefits of going down to the crew deck, they have on certain port days the ability to get like a case of water, a case of Coke, alcohol at wholesale prices, which the passengers can't buy. So you ask your cabin steward what you want, and you give them the money, and then they go get it for you, and you pick up in the crew lounge. I don't suggest that you go hang out in the crew lounge very much, because the place is probably the smokiest place on the ship, but it's very small. But they have a dance lounge downstairs. They have a dining room, big mess hall. I mean, you can eat their food. Sometimes their food's better than some of the stuff you get upstairs. I mean, it's amazing. But it's cool because you get the whole run of the ship. So 4 days when I had the 10-day cruise, I had 4 days last 2 years ago. I was on a Hawaii 8-island hop in Hawaii, and I spoke 4 days in that. And then last year I went New Orleans to Belize, and I was supposed to speak 4 days, but I only spoke 2, which who cares? It's better to me. Okay, so I just won't wear those 2 outfits. So it doesn't really matter, and it's an hour at a time. The really strange thing is the Belize cruise coming back. They had me speaking, you know, the day we were coming back into New Orleans. So we were coming back in on Sunday, so Saturday. And the week before, you know, it's right at the tail end in October, the tail end of the hurricane season. Mm-hmm. So we had swells that were 15 to 20 feet, and they had me speaking on the Lido deck, which you don't get much higher unless you're outside, and I was in the bow of the ship. Okay, those are the worst places you want to be in rough weather. So I'm hanging on to a pillar in the dining room because I couldn't stand. I mean, it was literally so much movement I couldn't stand without falling. And I'm hanging on to this pillar and I'm trying to talk, and the activity director is supposed to check on you. Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Did you show up? Are you, you know, content that they want? You know, how's the audience reacting to you? Well, she walks up to me in the middle of my, well, it wasn't in the middle, maybe 5 minutes into my presentation. She said, hang on, I'll be right back. I had no idea what she was going to do. She came back. She had Dramamine patches for my ears. I didn't know they made a wristband for seasickness and a tall glass of ginger ale. Apparently, I was green. Now, the hard thing is, because I don't use notes, is that I was so ill. I was getting that seasick headness, the headache, you know. I couldn't remember my story. I could remember content, but I couldn't remember my story. So I was having a really hard time focusing. People were so generous. They were absolutely amazing. I mean, this one woman, she said, oh, honey, just sit down. We don't mind. I mean, they were so cool. I mean, it was just great. And it took me over an hour when I was done before the last person left. Mm. They were very engaging. It was absolutely wonderful. Last year, I had gone on this diet, and I had lost about 35 pounds, and I just absent-mindedly went, okay, this is one of my speaking outfits, and I put it on the first day I was speaking, and as soon as I moved, my skirt started falling down. Literally. I grabbed it with my elbow, and I turned around like I was making a point about my mind. And I actually sat on the stage the rest of the presentation so my skirt wouldn't fall, which I've never done before, but I thought it was better than holding on to it. So, you know, things happen when you're speaking that you just got to roll with them. The nice thing is that there, you can actually dine with the captain, you can go to any of the bars, the clubs, the entertainment. They have more entertainment, just like Las Vegas. It's just a really great environment. So much fun. And you know, it's really great. When I went to Jamaica, I had only spoke the day before the first time. So, you ever been to Jamaica?
No.
You've heard of Jimmy Cliff?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we went to Jimmy Cliff, and I got to be fast friends with the lady who was in the cabin next to me. She was on the ship full time. And Beth Marta. She now lives in Alaska. And I had hired this tour guide because she was still working the kiln when I went into Jamaica. And I walked off the ship. I don't like group tours. You know, I don't like to be crammed in a bus like a bunch of sardines. So I try to find things that are interesting. So I got off of the ship, and this young man approaches me, and he said, would you like a tour? And I said, only if you take me to where just the locals go, because I don't want to go to the normal tourist stuff. So we walked all around to, like, the local housing and where people make the crafts, and it was so much fun. So I took him to Jimmy Cliff's for lunch, which he had never been in. Mm-hmm. And young man, 20 years old, his father had kicked him out when he was 13, so he'd been living on the streets. Mm-hmm. And he got a job cleaning an apartment building, and they gave him his apartment and $125 a month since he was 13. He was also on the crew that worked the tug to push the ship into port. And he had saved over $2,500 at 20. Because his goal was to come to Miami and go to college. And a Jamaican student has to have $10,000 in the bank before they're allowed in. So I said, I think I could figure out a way of helping you. And this is, I love this about being out in the world and you have the knowledge that you have and what you can do. So this is really cool. Coming out of here, we're we're walking across, there's a walkway that comes straight out here into the main street. And we walk out, and one of the guys that knew him, he says, I wish I could do a Jamaican accent. He says, your friend wants some. And I looked, and the guy's got a joint in his mouth, so everybody's sitting along the streets just smoking joints. I said, geez, no thanks. So as soon as I said that, there are four people on the opposite side of the street, and this one lady says, oh my gosh, there's Sharon. Isn't that Sharon Abbott? So my tour guide says, are you famous? And I said, well, if I'm recognized in Jamaica, I think I am. So that's him. Isn't he cute? So I ended up figuring out how to get him to take the crafts that are made in Jamaica. And I found five stores in the Oakland area that bought the crafts directly from him. He got 25% for what he was selling. And in 18 months, he made enough money to come to Miami to go to college. Right? He's in his second year. So, I mean, I get rolling body chills because, you know, that's the impact that we can have in the world. And some of the stories that I have from these cruises, they're just lifelong, heartwarming stories that I really want you to know that it's more than speaking. It really is a lot more than speaking. Okay, so you have to establish your expertise. Now, let's go back to the Tom Antion attitude, right? Who wants what information? That's what's going to get booked. So you have a choice. If you're an author and you have any kind of celebrity status, easy to get booked. Easy for you to get booked, too. It's entertainment.
Where can I also get my book published in the content soon?
How long have you been writing your book?
Which one? The Pocket Lizard Plan and the book? About a year.
Okay.
And the other one, we're less time.
I think the RB topic would be dynamite for the question. Yeah, oh no, I know that. But here's the thing, people are in vacation mode. What really blew me away on the first cruise is they actually have a computer lab on board. You can't use it.
Why?
No, you can't print. All right, you can't. Oh yeah, they charge you $18 an hour to use the internet. It's expensive. They do have wireless cafes now, which is cool. Yeah, but all the laptops now come with Wi-Fi.
Is it free tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, here, that's why I brought my own printer, as I was told I couldn't print anything. The cool thing that happened is that I saved the computer lab guy a tremendous amount of effort because he didn't know how to do something, and I just happened to know. That's a fluke, but he let me use his printer anytime I wanted. So I brought my own paper. I brought a whole ream of paper just in case. So one of the things, if you achieve celebrity status, all right, and so one of the classes that I teach is how to write and get published, and next month in Speakers Collaborative, we're going to talk about self-publishing, which I'm a huge fan of self-publishing. Because I was on Oprah in 1990, and the lady who was on Oprah, Pat Evans, has seven books. She's sold 300,000 books since 1990, and I've made more on my 7,000 books than she has on her 300,000 books because she has a publisher. So when I sell my books, I get $17 profit per book. She gets 36 cents plus in advance. The publisher does nothing but print the book, so that's not the issue. So there's lots of things we'll talk about next month to help you figure out how to do the self-publishing and really come up with the profitability for yourself. Okay, so how about your work? What about your work is interesting? The topics that you can tie in from chiropractic to energetic work and being able to be more limber. You know, it was so funny. You've heard of detoxing. Did you know that everybody has the ability to do a southpaw draw?
Yeah.
and detox. Yeah, exactly. I'm a quarter Yaqui Indian, and I had muscular dystrophy for 6 years, and I had this wonderful shaman actually get me out of muscular dystrophy. It took him about 3 years of working with me once a month, and literally could not walk. So my muscles were in such spasm that I couldn't walk at all. And he was amazing. But he taught me how to do the self-taught draw, which everybody can do. So the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the toxins from, you know, the smog from the traffic will inhibit our cells. Those topics are huge. Health topics are phenomenal. Well, but see, you've got more than enough information, more than enough to go out on a cruise ship. The about work, making money, something about the internet, eBay, those are huge topics. Anything about art. They do art auctions. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. they sell $2 million in art on every cruise.
What art are they selling? I know somebody who went on a cruise and they bought a bunch of art.
Well, what they're selling is there's a company who actually has a bunch of people who this person only paints the yellow and this person paints the red and this person paints the green. So it's assembly line art. They're reproductions of, okay. yeah. Very few originals. There's mostly all assembly line art.
Thank you.
It's great. I mean, you probably cheaper than you get it anywhere else. And then every art auction, they have a raffle and give away one. And they're framed, and they're nice. I didn't buy any. Diet, exercise, any how-to topic. Any how-to topic. Great stuff. Current events. Any craft kind of thing that you could do. You have so much knowledge you don't know. And if you package it, you can put this together for a cruise really easy. Anything about family issues, relationships, communications, teenagers. I had a family on the last cruise that he was a minister, and I actually worked with him to get him to start speaking on cruises, because when I looked, he looked like the, you know, the little duck family, you know, the 12-year-old, the 8-year-old, the 4-year-old, and blonde, perfectly behaved, patent leather Mary Jane. I mean, I would drool over this family. They were so perfect. And as a minister, the girls were so polite. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you can teach people how to create a family like this, you should be so wealthy. Unbelievable. I mean, when they sat on the couch, it was like in sync. They sat down and they crossed their legs, their hands in the lap. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, I was just like, oh, I want them. That's the kind of, you know, people will respond to that kind of thing. I do, one of my presentations is on personality recognition and physiognomy. And I've had people, like this one couple, I asked them how long they had been married. I kept saying, okay, how many people have been married 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? 54 years this couple had been married. And I said, so what's your secret? And he said, I'm deaf. Now, don't you go there. You have a great relationship. It's just fun stuff. The destination topics. So let's say you can't think of something, but you love travel. Do the research. One of the people that I met actually found out that there was a woman pirate 100 years ago, and Pirate Jane, I think was her name, and he did all this research on her being around the Caribbean, and he put a whole presentation together about this Pirate Jane. He goes on a cruise twice a year.
Talking about Jane?
Talking about Jane. Isn't that great? Being a dance instructor, if you're a good dancer, they're always looking for people to be dance instructors. You can have like ballroom, swing, Zydeco, which is one of my favorites, salsa, you know, country western. If you know dance, you can get people up there. They love that. I actually was the first cruise, Jamaica. No, and I think it was the Jamaica cruise. There was a dance troupe out of New York, so a whole dance studio, and they were there in group to teach dance. There must have been like 8 of them there. It was great. They need gentlemen hosts. They need computer instructors, digital photography instruction classes. Just about. It's unbelievable. These cruise ships are like cities on a ship sea. I mean, they're absolutely incredible. So, topics and titles that get attention. The talking points. How do you make the cruise director want to know more? So, one of my books is Making the List and Checking It Twice. What Singles Want to Know. So that title, if the cruise director happens to be single, is like, I want to be there. I want to find out. Right? So come up with topics. What top 10 things to avoid when going ashore? Who wouldn't want to know that? Right? Can you imagine? How many people get their wallet lifted when they go ashore? It's unbelievable. What food not to eat, what not to drink, not to put ice in your drinks when you go ashore in some of the like Caribbean areas. And it's not that they have anything wrong with their water, it's just that our bodies are not used to working with what they have, the parasites in their water. We have parasites, but we're used to them. Be real specific to the cruise itinerary. So, you know that there's, I pulled this off the internet. This is so cool. These are all of the cruise lines. Right? This is an amazing list. I put together about 30 of them for you in the handout. Carnival Cruise has 27,587 topics every year.
How many?
27,587 topics. Next in line, Royal Caribbean. That's why, if you look at the last page, the cruise lines, the ones in red have the most topics.
Does that go deep to tell you what the topics are?
No. Oh, I want to speak on the gay lesbian cruise.
Oh, I have a friend that went on a Rosie cruise. They loved it.
I'm thinking that relationships would be great. Okay, so one of them that I want to go to, this is really cool. Out of Galveston, they have a 2-week cruise to Australia.
Oh.
That's what I want to go to. So I actually have a bid in to specific cruises that I want to do. I'm not... I mean, I've been to Hawaii, I live in Hawaii, okay, I don't want to go back to Hawaii, right? So after a while, it's like, how often can you go to Kansas? So I have a bid in for specific cruises, so when, and I can go any time of the year, I've set up my schedule, so after the third Wednesday, I'm free and clear until the first Tuesday the next month, so I can do last minute cruises. So all the cruise lines know, if somebody gets sick, they can't make a cruise, they can call me, I'm there. All right, so that makes it real easy. How about specific to passengers? So if the group, like I said, the singles cruises, right, or the gay and lesbian cruises, or people who are retired, a lot of cruises in the wintertime are specific to seniors. So you could have senior issues and wellness, you know, kinds of issues. Current events. A lot of things going on in the world, people don't have an opportunity to keep up with them. This is not an area I would ever get into because it irritates me. But I don't know if you know this, but there's only 3 countries in the world who have more children dying of malnutrition under 2 years old than the United States. We have 30% of our children in this country. The only meal that they get every day is during the school year while they're in school. That's current event stuff. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news when I go on a cruise. I want to be positive, up, right? But there's a lot of people who speak like that. The last cruise I was on, there was a political activist on the cruise, and he asked me to come in and audit what he was talking about. He made me angry. He was stirring people up to be politically active. And I asked him what he did in his community to make it a better place. Did he read to seniors? Did he go to the library and read to kids? Did, you know, he organize events so that kids had somebody to come and be with them after school? He didn't have time for that because he was too politically active. I said, until you actually make your community the kind of place that you really want it to be, why are you encouraging people to be angry about the political system? Why don't you impact your environment here? So we didn't talk after. creating activity. There's one of the people that I met actually taught a yoga class. One of the people on the ship, the last cruise I was in, did metabolic testing, which I'd never seen anybody do that as a presentation. But they actually did a test that you could check your metabolism. And they're just no limit to the amount of things that people would be interested. There was actually over 50 people in the presentation for metabolism. I was one of them. I mean, I wanted to know how you could actually alter your metabolism, because most people, because of the antibiotics and the situations of stress that we're in, our metabolism diminishes. And it's a natural thing. As we get older, our metabolism slows down anyway. When I started in August, my metabolism was zero. By the time I took the cruise in October, my metabolism was 1,860, which means I can have 1,860 calories a day and not gain weight. Right? It's a good reason to get your metabolism up. So there's just lots of things that people need to know. Sometimes people don't know that they need to know it. So it's great being part of that. Like I said, I love being accessible. So when I'm speaking, I tell the audience, anytime they see me and I'm alone, they can approach me, sit down with me, ask me questions. If they want me to join them at dinner, I'm open for it. I'm very accessible on the cruises. There was one woman that walked with a cane, and she had degenerative joints. And I did the Southpaw draw with her, and 3 days after I started it, she actually showed up on deck without the cane. So a lot of the degenerative joints had to do with toxins. I couldn't believe this. When the first cruise I was on, there were 23 people who had infected teeth, the crew members. So the first person was a pianist that Martha knew, the person who did the pottery. And so when I went up there and he turned to say hi, and his face was felt like this, he was on his third round of antibiotics. And, you know, this is my personality, okay? I said, so if they didn't work the first 2 times, what makes you think they're going to work now? Mm-hmm. And I said, you'd be better off having a shot of whiskey, swishing it around in your mouth, than taking antibiotics, because it's not working. And so I did a draw, and I also do some energetic stuff, which I don't do, but I thought, this just looked too painful. So, you know, we all have the ability. You rub your hands together, you bring your energy up, and you can pull negativity, infected tooth, from somebody. And so I did that. The next morning he comes down, there's no swelling. I'm thinking, well, that was a fluke, right? So I go up in the afternoon, and I'm sunbathing, and I go over to get a soda, and the guy looks at me and goes, you're the dentist, aren't you? Said, no. And he says, I know what you did. And I said, okay. And he turned around so I could see his full face, and his was on this side. So I helped him out a little bit. Next day, his swelling is all gone. So then I had 20 other people lined up throughout the cruise, that the doctor on the cruise ship, because they don't have insurance, just keeps giving them antibiotics. Well, but we didn't have any, right? We didn't have any. So, you know, it's just amazing if you put yourself out there. You know, you're given this knowledge, and if you learn to use it, it can be so much fun. You know, I mean, these are people for the rest of my life, the stories that I have. and there's just hundreds of them. So create activities that people can participate. Have a website specific for cruises. All of you know about GoDaddy.com. I have 34 websites. I think Randy has more than I do. How many do you have now?
54.
Oh, you gained like 20 since I talked to you last in a month. Okay, you're going to have to start trimming some of those out, right? So they're $10 a year. So that's $500 a year you're spending for websites. So you need to figure out... Well, and that's good. I actually sold a website for $10,000 or $5,000 3 months ago. That's great if, you know, somebody comes and wants to buy a website. That's cool. I didn't get the website for that. I had one-day MBA as a website, and a group in San Diego wanted it. I sold it to them for $5,000, and I added your one-day MBA and had the same website. Didn't matter to me. For $5,000. I like that. The reason I have 34 websites, however, is I have a book. I have a website. I want to drive people to look at that website to buy my book. I have a website that is called the Push Letter. Pushes people to the website to buy the book. So for every website, you typically have a second website that drives people, drive traffic. Right? So you've seen those 8-page humongous letters that people send you to sign up for a teleclass or, you know, enroll in something or buy a book. That 8-page letter is called a push letter. It's all the reasons why you need to take action and do this. So specific website for cruise with your topics. Make it easy for the person that you're talking to be able to know why you. There is fastnext.com. For $80 a year, you can host unlimited number of websites. It's a bargain. You can start out at NEXT. You can start out with $4 a month for your first website, which is pretty cool. But no matter how many websites you keep adding, it's $80 for the entire year. Unlimited number space. So you can just keep adding and adding more and more websites.
I have a question. What do we need a website for?
If you don't have a website and you're talking to the activities person for the cruise, mm-hmm. they'll say, well, what's your website?
Oh. Okay.
Right? That's the first thing they're going to ask. All right, the next thing you need is media. So Sony makes this really cool MP3 recorder, and it comes with a Dragon Naturally Speaks. So when I load this into my computer, it automatically transfers this material to text. So now I have a CD, MP3, I have text, an ebook. I have 2 more products just because of this class today. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So we'll also be talking about creating product next month as part of self-publishing. You need testimonials. Well, what if you don't have testimonials?
Would you give me a testimony?
If you send me an email, I would be happy to.
Would you? Okay.
There you go. There you go. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. What I did, I started out on Elite Leads. Mm-hmm. There are probably 50 letters of testimony. Fred and Randy have video testimonies on my Elite Leads website. So you can take a little digital camera and capture people, and now with Google, you can automatically load video onto your website free. So video stream. They like knowing that somebody else likes what you do. And I'll tell you, there's 2 ways to get on a cruise ship. One of them is to book yourself. Sometimes they'll ask you to do an audition cruise, which is fine. You pay for the first one, and if they like what you do, then you're free from then on. The other way is getting brokers to book you on a cruise ship. Now, the challenge with doing that, which is what I did the first 2 cruises, is that that cruise line will never book you without the broker. You pay the broker $250 to $500 to be on the cruise. That's how they make their money. So you never get totally free. I mean, they're still pretty cheap, but you never get totally free. But that cruise line will never book you unless the person that was there when you got booked changes jobs, which happens. So the video, and I'll give this to you to give to Vivian, right? So you can hire somebody for half a day. You can bring a group of people together, and if you're interested, I will bring someone here, and in group, you can do a 5-minute. You want to be prepared, do a 5-minute, have a video stream that you can then upload to your website. And if you want to do that, it's pretty easy. I have two people, Art Machete and Reese Ludlow, who do video, and I'm sure they would be happy to come and do a video capture for you. So you can have a video to put on your website, because people like the action. If you go to my SharonAbbott.com or EntrepreneursAdvocacy.com, you can see a video of me with speaking at the Commonwealth Club, Oprah, on two television programs. They like seeing the variety of the action kind of thing. So they want to see how you speak and engage people. So, and today, it's mandatory. They won't book you without the video. So you really need to figure out how to do that. And it doesn't matter what the presentation is. You might have a completely different topic. It doesn't matter. What you want to make sure is that you get that video up to your website. And if you need help with that, we have a lot of people in the lead wing who will help you very reasonably get what you need. Okay, enhancement programs. How to approach the cruise director. One of the things that you want to do is remember that Mondays and Fridays, you never call a cruise director. Right, Fridays they're getting ready for cruise. It's all that last minute activity. They're typically not on the cruise. They're in their corporate office. So the numbers that you have of the cruise lines, those are the corporate offices. They do take cruises, but typically on Friday they're making sure that the manifest and everything is what they need for the cruise. So do not bother them on Mondays and Fridays. A lot of them take Mondays off, so it doesn't matter. So Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, depending on the time zone, usually if you can get them before noon, they're more open-minded. After lunch, they're not so easy to track down. So you go to the website for the corporate headquarters. You look for the entertainment department. You have the phone number, so you call them on the phone and you say, may I have the entertainment department, please? Once they answer the phone, you ask, who books your cruise lecturers? Make sure you get the name, the spelling, and the pronunciation. Try not to let somebody just pat you right through because they're busy, because you might not get the right person. So that way, when somebody answers the phone, you can say, is this Karen Williams, who happens to be the Prince's cruise director in Los Angeles? And if she says, no, it's Sally, well, when will Karen be available? Now, usually because it's cruise, these people are pretty cool. They're not like what we face here in the Bay Area where everybody hides behind voicemail. So usually the cruise line people are pretty cool. Because the competition is so stiff, I mean, so on one hand, there's hundreds of thousands, probably 300,000 lecturers a year on cruises, but the competition's stiff, right? So how do you make it possible for somebody to say, well, that's interesting? One, they're always looking for a new interesting topic. And if you can say it in such a way that it makes them want to get more information. So what I try to do is I try to get information from them. So what kind of passengers? Is there a theme? You know, if there's a specific location that they're going, you know, what is the void that they have? And so on your cruise website, you'll end up with, in a couple of years, with so many different choices that the cruise director can then pick from the choices. Now, on my speaking website, I actually have what looks exactly like this. So the cruise director can actually pick that topic, see what it is, and figure out if they like it or not. I have MP3s on almost all of them that I'm just now putting up, so they can get little snippets of the information. It's really easy with this technology to put MP3s, even if it's a 5-minute presentation that you put up on the website so people can actually hear the content a little bit. And what I'll do is kind of, instead of real content, I'll create an MP3 that's more of a impact action statement, 5-minute segment. So that gives them a better idea why they need to book me compared to somebody else. So there's hundreds and hundreds of people who speak on communication skills. I want them to pick me if that's the cruise I want to go on. So you use the technology to really help you get there. You make the call 3 months to a year ahead of time. That's how far out they're booked, unless you're like me. And I just tell them all, if it's the fourth week of the month, I'm there. Anytime you got somebody drop out, just call me. I'm there. I don't care if it's Hawaii, shoot. And pay my airfare and my cruise, I'll go. You know, but it's not my first choice. I mean, I'd much rather hang out and wait for Australia. But ask them, is this a good time to talk? Do you have a few minutes right now? When you have the website and they say, oh, this is a great time to talk, I have a few minutes. Here's my website. Walk them through your website to make it easy. Don't assume that once you hang up the phone that they're going to remember and go to the website. I try to make it as easy on them as possible. A lot of people who are speakers take the easy way out and say, I'll send you something in the mail. By the time they get it, they don't remember talking to you, and it rarely gets opened. It just gets shelved. So try to do everything while you're on the phone with them. So a lecture packet is where you have your audio, your video, you need a bio, a cover letter, and you have to have time to develop these materials. So do not call a cruise line until you have the website and all this material on your website. You need the audio, video, your bio, a cover letter, testimonies. So most of these activities directors are very busy, so I never leave messages. I just don't. They don't call back. So I keep calling. I'm very persistent. I just keep calling. And I always ask whoever answers the phone, when will they be in? You know, I try to, if they come in typically at 9 o'clock in the morning, I try to call them at 9:05. Give them 5 minutes to get settled in, and before they start thinking about all the things that they have to do, I try to catch them early on in the day. I'll often ask them if there's some specific topic that they're looking for. If passengers in the past have said that there was something, because the passengers get a Q&A on the cruise. So if passengers are saying, you know, I'd really like to know more about, you know, the ageless living concept, you know, then I think you can give me any topic and I could probably talk on an hour. I mean, I've been doing this for so long, and just as a drop of the hat, I had somebody call me for a television program one time. The speaker wasn't able to make it, and he said, can you speak on the challenge of working at home in isolation? And sure. I didn't know anything about it. But with the internet, you can be an expert 2 hours later. It's really great. So your preparation. Once you've done this, it's pretty easy. So I have the outline for the talk, the time of your life. I have handouts that they can fill in the blanks. And if you've got 2,000 people in the audience, don't do handouts.
Will you know how many you're going to have?
Mm-hmm. Typically. Yeah. I put together these little one-third sheets, and I put them by the cruise activity desk the night before. and I ended up getting twice as many people to attend. Because in, you know, the cruise lines have a newsletter that they do every single day. What are the activities? Everything's on there. But they do this teeny tiny little, I don't know if it's short, it's probably, oh, let's see. What is this? Line dance class, grapevine wine tasting, singles get together, afternoon tea trivia. I mean, they have to have people to do all these things. Oh, there it is. Little tiny little thing. Mixing it up. They didn't put my name in. Oh, yeah, there it is. Make every business and social event more fun. Learn the process that is within your comfort zone and become the life of the party with Sharon Abbott. Well, I had no competition on that one, other than water volleyball. You know, sometimes they have six activities you have to compete with, so that one had a pretty good turnout. But I found that my attendance was twice as good if I just put these out by the newsletters, and they let me do that. So then the cool thing was they have a television station on board, and I asked them the third day I was at sea, I said, can I go up and you record me? So then in every room that had their television on, every 60 minutes, they got a little snippet from me live, which was great. You know, because they run the same content over and over and over again. And then they have, you know, in the background, they have, like, the camera, like, where you're heading at sea, you know, so you can watch from your room where you're going. Then I made a sign-up sheet for every presentation that I did and asked people if they wanted to be on my e-zine list, which the cruise line doesn't care. Right? So I could build a database from the people that I meet on the cruise ship. Now, very few people go back and actually do it, but it doesn't matter. Because then I ended up collecting business cards that people would just give me. So it doesn't, you know, you can build a list. The cruise line does not like you selling your product. Can I drop something? Okay. But if you have a book and you can put it in the bookstore, they'll even bring somebody in the back of the room for you to help you sell your materials. And then they keep part of the profit, which is cool. If you come through one of the paid brokerage, they don't allow you to do that. But if they book you directly, they do. I don't know. So, handouts, I bring my laptop. I know that there is a printer that's this big. I got to find it. I know it is. I know it's out there. I've never seen it. I just know it's there. I'm going to find one.
Black and white.
Yeah.
IBM.
Staples, they have one.
Staples? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell you, because I brought my big folding inkjet printer from the store. You know, this is great, because with the wireless, this is so cool. I actually have the camera built into the laptop.
Okay.
Right? So I can record presentations right as I'm doing them, if I want, and create another product. I always make up blank business cards, your name, your email address, your phone number, what you're interested in, please add me to your e-zine list. So if people want to be in a drawing, I usually give away a product, and I'll pass around. I have this really cool little silver box. It looks like a little jewelry box, but it's only about this big. And I pass that around, and people can put their cards in or a blank one if they don't have one. So I have a drawing every time I speak so I can collect more names and information. It makes it really easy. Headset. You know, go back to your own equipment. Radio Shack has this really cool wireless headset. Makes you feel like a rock star. You can also use it when you have your laptop set up. You can also use it to record, so you don't have to worry about the MP3 recording. It'll directly record right to your laptop. Makes it really simple.
Wow.
So I love how technology is caught up for speakers to make it a whole lot easier. The cruise lines always have the headset, but I watched a speaker. So here's the microphone, the boom on the microphone, and they're almost eating it. I go, I don't want that. So I have my own. Right? And then I know it's working. And I actually, every other year, just buy a new one just in case. I just don't like equipment failure.
Do you find, except for the larger audiences, if you really need a microphone, you might?
You wouldn't. But when there were 2,000 people in that theater, yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I looked up and went, I was like, oh my God. It was unbelievable to have 2,000 people in the audience. And then I just focused on the people right in front of me. I just said, you know what? I can't afford to get nervous about it. So some of the paid services. You got to remember, if you go with paid service, you're never going to get on that cruise line, and they represent about 10 to 20 cruise lines. So Loretta Blake Agency, workingvacation.com, Onboard Media, and it's onboard.com,
305-673-0400. What was the Loretta Brush Blake?
Agency.
Agency.
Phone number?
You gave me the phone number. What was
Workingvacation.com. Posh Talk, 760-322-3205. Six Star, 954-462-6760, extension 25. That was the one I started with.
7760,
extension 25. To see with Z, ZEA.com. Diane is the contact there. 305-931-1026. That's who booked me on the Hawaii cruise.
What'd she find out about
you? I found out about her.
Okay.
That was easy. Okay, so we're ready.